Seriously? You're playing the vote for Donald Trump? That's it. I'm disowning you as a brother. You can't do this. You'll ruin America. Can't you see that? This is the first election I get to vote in. Well, either of us gets to vote in. And you're going to cancel my vote out by voting for that guy? Not to mention destroying my future and that of the entire country? Maybe even the world. How can you even vote Republican? You don't have a job. You flunked out of college because you spent all of your time partying with your fraternity. Honestly, the only way your student loans will ever get paid off is if a Democrat gets elected. And with a Democrat in the White House, if you do ever manage to get a job, you'd at least be able to earn a living wage with it. Except you'd probably spend all of your money on marijuana, like you do now. But with a Democratic president, at least you'd be able to buy your pot legally. So, I checked the internet for suggestions on what to do if I know a guy who's going to vote for Donald Trump. It said I should withhold sex from you until you change your mind. Seeing as you're my brother, it's not very helpful. I can't withhold something from you that we're not even having, and can never actually have. The internet doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. I feel so helpless. There has to be something I can do to change your mind. Besides withholding non-existent sex. That is. Although, if we started having sex, I could withhold it. What? Sorry. I was just thinking out loud. That would be stupid of me to have sex with you just so I could withhold it later. Not to mention, really gross. First of all, there's no indication of all that you'd be interested in having sex with me. And second of all, even if you did for some reason want to do me, it would make more sense just to trade sex for you voting for the right candidate. That's a much more direct route. Well, it would be if you weren't my brother. That kind of complicates things. Maybe I could find one of my friends to sleep with you in exchange for not voting for Trump? Except, then I'd have to let my friends know that my brother was planning to vote for him in the first place, which would be humiliating. I might even be shunned by association. So it seems there's no other solution. We're going to have sex, and then you're going to vote for someone who is not a racist, sexist zillionaire. Okay? No, I'm pretty sure you won't have sex with me, the more I think about it. You are a conservative white male, overflowing with privilege. You like to do all kinds of things that are wrong, but then get away with them because you're a white man. So why not incest? It must bug you that your little sister's so liberal, and bugging you all of the time about how wrong your political views are. The urge to oppress me must be huge. And what better way to oppress me than with your cock? Undoubtedly, you've been resisting the urge to do horrible, naughty things to me all these years for some reason. But I must be really testing your resolve lately. That sign I put on your gas guzzler SUV you drive? Or that time I threw out the steak you were cooking yourself for dinner and replaced it with that yummy piece of organic tofu? So, don't you want to oppress me a little? At least my pussy? All you have to do is solemnly pledge not to vote for Donald Trump. Or any Republican. You have to vote for whichever Democrat gets nominated. I'm not crazy. Crazy is trying to build a wall along the border with Mexico. Crazy is trying to deport every single immigrant. Incest is pretty mild compared to that. If I have to surrender my body to my brother in order to secure a better future for myself, my country, and the entire world, then it's a small price to pay. What am I doing? You can't tell? See, this lack of perception is exactly why you're voting for Trump in the first place. I'm running my hand over the front of your shorts. And of course, you're already hard. Or maybe you're always hard, just because you're so busy objectifying women. But you're getting harder the more I rub it. So you must be enjoying what I'm doing. You're totally getting harder because of your sister's hand. Shouldn't be surprised. Let me put it inside your shorts now. I'll pull down your shorts and underwear with my other hand, while this one strokes you slowly. Hashtag hand jobs for Hillary. My soft, smooth hands moving slowly up and down your patriarchal cock. I notice you're not doing anything to try and stop me now, you pervert. Not that you should be, because we need to have sex so I can change your vote. But you only look a little guilty right now, and you should be looking a lot guilty. I can try to fix that, though. Let me get down on my knees. You must like that, seeing a woman act submissive in front of you. Well, you're going to love this next part, then. Hashtag blowjobs for Bernie. A typical white male. All you think about is sex. You've already adjusted to the idea of violating your sister's mouth with your cock. Maybe it's because it lets you silence me from speaking my mind while you do it, even as you prove your dominance and take your pleasure from me. I'm sure you'd happily make me try to deep throat your cock, and then choke as I try to swallow what will undoubtedly be a very large and very white load of cum. But you made me promise to let you fuck me in exchange for your vote, so. No? I distinctly remember you telling me that you would change who you're voting for in exchange for me surrendering my body to you. That's the only reason I'm doing it. Don't try to revise history yet again at this point. It's happened enough by white men for thousands of years. So I'll reach under my dress and pull down my panties. I suppose you'll be wanting those as a trophy or something of your conquest. Typical. I'll just fold them and leave them here. Then I'll get down on the floor on my hands and knees. You wanna fuck me doggy style, because you've always secretly thought your little sister was a bitch. Hashtag doggy style for Democrats. Plus, this position makes me submissive to you, which of course you're going to love. But at least I won't have to be looking at your smug, Trump-supporting face while you unleash your perverse animal desires on me. Except you're worse than an animal. Animals don't vote conservative. They don't build walls around other countries. They live in harmony with their environment. So, are you going to join me down here on the floor, or what? It's just like a man to keep a woman waiting. Here I am, already waiting for you, naked from the waist down under this dress, and just waiting for you to lift up the bottom of my dress and plunge your cock into me from behind. Well, you're making me wait, and cause me to second-guess my sexiness, you asshole. Now get down here and fuck your sister like a real man. Good. Kneel behind me, and I'll lift my dress up. I'm sure you've wanted to see your sister's pussy for years. Well, now's your lucky day, thanks to your misplaced political alignment. But we can change that for this election. One fuck for one vote. Got it? Now put your cock in me. Ugh, that's not your cock. It's your hand running over my pussy. That's not necessary. I'm already a little wet. You don't need to make me this more embarrassing from by inflicting foreplay on me. Well, maybe make it a little embarrassing. Because that does feel kind of good. The way your fingers run up and down my opening. Oh my goddess. You found my clitoris. I didn't think you could pronounce it, let alone find it. I thought you didn't even know what one was. But, yeah. Keep running your fingers over that for a little bit. Okay. That's enough. I'm wet enough for sure by now. And I was almost starting to like it, which would have been gross. So don't prolong my humiliation any longer. You've gotta fuck your little sister so that your vote gets changed. You've gotta fuck me. So take that brutal cock of yours, still all wet with my saliva, and put it up against my even wetter pussy. And subjugate your little sister, just like you've always wanted to. Oh my goddess! Okay, we're doing it. There's no going back for you now. Or me. You have to vote for a Democrat now. But I have to let you keep fucking me until you're finished. No matter how gross or demeaning it is. To have to be fucked in this way, and by my own overly conservative big brother. Grab into my hips in case I try to get away, and to help you thrust yourself into me harder. You're stretching out my pussy, but it's okay, Because I'm expanding your mind by making you vote Democrat. It's a fair trade. My pussy is a small price to pay for winning you over to the liberal cause. At least for this next election. But maybe. Maybe I can win you over longer if I think you're doing a good job of fucking me. Like, if I pretend to get really turned on by the incest. By the feel of your cock pounding into my tight pussy from behind. The way it makes my body lurch forward with every thrust. I'll bet if I pretended to be getting off on this and faked a really convincing orgasm, I could convince you to change sides for, ever. Oh, goddess. So, I'm going to pretend to be enjoying this, instead of being grossed out by it. Also, you enjoy it more, and to satisfy your male ego. I'm going to fake a really huge orgasm for you, right when you come in me. Yes, come in me. You know you want to. That's how you show your dominance over me. No, I'm not on birth control, and you don't care, because your kind believes that birth control is a woman's responsibility. You just want to come in me, and leave me to deal with the consequences of a belly full of cum in an unprotected womb. So, don't pull out. Don't pull out. You want to come in me. You need to feel like a man. You're even hoping to get me pregnant to show your virility. Even if I am your sister, you awful deviant. You want to impregnate me with all of your hot cum in my poor little liberal pussy. Wow. Faking an orgasm that big really took it out of me. Take it out. Let's just rest for a while. You could be a gentleman and cuddle up with your little sister after you fuck her, you know? There, that's better. I may make a proper man out of you after all. All it took to get you started down the path was a little taboo naughtiness. Which makes me wonder about how much I could change you if I kept sleeping with you. I could get you to train in that SUV you drive for a Prius. I could get you to stop eating so much red meat. I could use my pussy to make you into a better person. Okay, then it's settled. We're officially an unofficial, totally secret couple. As long as you show progress in changing your ways to become a more enlightened, caring individual, I'll continue fucking you. If you screw up, then you don't get to screw me. Got it? I hope my country appreciates the sacrifices I'm making for it. I know you sure will.